USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities and weigh his legal options.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the Republican leader's marks his first public comment since Biden was declared the winner by some media organizations. USA Radio News will not be calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved and the election is certified. Republican attorneys generals are expressing concerns about voting in Pennsylvania. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt wants the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene.
We are seeking the Supreme Court to take this case. We think it's a very, very important case in the broadest sense and ultimately overturn the Pennsylvania Supreme Court.
Schmidt says the Pennsylvania High Court is rewriting election law. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
South Florida continuing to deal with Tropical Storm Etta. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez saying,
we recommend that everyone in areas that are flooded stay inside, wait until the waters recede. There could be down power lines that could electrify the water.
Parts of Miami-Dade and Broward County have seen 10 to 16 inches of rain already. Etta is the 12th named storm to make landfall this hurricane season. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol seizes boots.
Agriculture specialists with U.S. Customs and Border Patrol seized three pairs of boots and a belt that were crafted from sea turtles as well as a freshwater fish native to the Amazon River Basin. The apparel was found at a consignment shipping facility in Dallas and is a violation of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES. CBP coordinated with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services before confiscating the apparel. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
In a race to develop a coronavirus drug, Pfizer says that tests of their medication is 90% effective. The company has also been testing on tens of thousands of volunteers and have found no serious safety concerns. Governor Andrew Cuomo on ABC's Good Morning America reacts to the news.
The bad news is that it's about 2 months before Joe Biden takes over, and that means this administration is going to be implementing a vaccine plan. They're basically going to have the private providers do it, and that's going to leave out all sorts of communities that were left out the first time when COVID ravaged them.
Reacting to the Democratic governor of New York's comments, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
Well, it's just absolutely unconscionable that somebody would want to delay a vaccine to the American people that's safe and effective just for political partisan reasons. But here's the really interesting thing is Operation Warp Speed is working very closely with Governor Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, and his team, because guess who's actually in charge of distributing within any state? The governor is, and his team's doing a really good job working with us.
Azar speaking there on Fox News. A memorial continues to grow at the Hollywood Walk of Fame star for late Jeopardy host Alex Trebek. Trebek lived in Los Angeles where the show was taped for several decades. Trebek died Sunday at the age of 80. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.